Everyone, that was Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility. Welcome to Let's Find Out, where the metaphysical is brought down to earth and made accessible to everyone. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce has the night off. Tonight, my guests are going to be Charles McFadden and Danielle Krakoun, and they've written a book called Conversations with a Light Being, A Guide to Being Peaceful on a Confused Plane. In their book, they share information from the other side via an entity known as Red. And though Red seems to be like an average guy from another planet, he's been able to impart some wonderful bits of knowledge to this evening's guests. Welcome, Charlie and Danielle. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Thank you so much for having us.
Good, Bonnie. Thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about Red.
We came to meet Red through a lady we met at a meditation group, and her name's Betty. And when we started going to this group, we befriended her, and she started telling us about this experience that she was having with this entity that she was conversing with. So after a while, she knew that we wrote books for a living, and we write all different types of books. She came to us, and we thought it would be a really cool book to put together and kind of see what his message to humanity would be.
Well, I agree. I think it's fascinating when you can get messages from the other side in whatever form they come. So I knew that my guest this evening would also be, and can't wait to hear some of the pearls that he's given to you. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
It's a book basically that gives a very cool message about love and compassion and trust in yourself, and that everything we need is basically inside you. He is a very loving being, it seems. We kind of talked to him through Betty. We asked him questions as we went along, and he would answer these questions. So some of the questions that we asked him were about war and about orbs and all sorts of different types of things we could come up with, and a lot of the questions were what were his messages, what would he want to share with us as beings on a three dimension.
Sure. Now give us a little bit of his background. Do we know anything about what his life was like, or where exactly he's coming to you from?
From what we remember, he was saying that he's from the 15th dimension, and when Betty would speak to him, he was actually physically there. He was coming through a portal, so it wasn't
okay.
Like being channeled. He was physically in the room with us. He said that his planet is different than ours because they don't seem to have technology the way we do. They just use, I guess, their being to do whatever they want to do, like to travel. They all do it through just the beingness of themselves. So he didn't really care for cell phones, or he didn't seem to be very impressed by our technology because he said technology is within.
They don't need any tools.
Exactly. Yeah. They are their tool apparently, and he also said that his planet seemed to be desert-like from what I remember, and he said that they had five suns on his planet as well.
Wow. Did he give you any indication maybe of what galaxy he's from, or just that he's from a different dimension?
That's what he said. We did have a question from somebody we just asked. I think it was fairly recent, and the answer was you wouldn't understand really where he came from because it was a different dimension. So, but he said it is a planet, so we're not really sure. It is a little
Okay. I wonder what he thinks of questions like that even. Does he think that that's just the most mundane question and why are you wasting time asking something so silly? Or does he really have a very down-to-earth feel to him? Pardon the pun, down-to-earth, right?
Yeah.
How does he come across?
He definitely comes across as being very friendly and doesn't seem like he knows everything. But yeah, you know, the funny thing was when we first went, we had lots of questions, just for kicks, basically. And we actually had some people ask us questions to ask him, and we would relay the messages and get the messages back and whatnot. And he would laugh and say, "When are you? You know, these questions are valueless. When are you going to stop the questioning and just relax?" Because basically, I think a lot of what he says is, "There's nothing to really fear." And everything you need is within you. So what are you asking me for, basically? You know, but he entertained us, and he also gave some really good advice, I guess, from being from a higher dimension. He said he's gone through the 3D, and he doesn't remember it totally, but he's been through it, so he remembers it was very hard. And a lot of the things that we give meaning to and a lot of the things we believe really he has no value to and doesn't really have in his normal life.
Wow. I really have that vision for us in the future. I hope that we're able to attain that. It's very fascinating. We're going to take a break, and when we return, I'd like to hear some more. We'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow, was born out of the idea that we're all made up of 3 things: our conscious thinking mind, our spirit, and our physical body. There are many books out there which address any one of these things separately, but many times they're too deep or difficult to read. Spirit Flight contains clear, helpful information for all the components of you, put together under one cover in an easy-to-read and understand format. Now, wouldn't we all like a manual for living a complete, balanced, and happy life? This book is full of exercises and resources that describe how to make simple adjustments in your life that help you take charge of your own well-being so that you can reclaim your joy and your health. In a special chapter called Practical Application, you can look up any health issue and you'll find herbs, vitamins, and dietary suggestions, along with emotional and energetic reasons for the illness, plus affirmations for changing the energy. That's pretty complete. So if you've been struggling with your health, your wellness, or you just want to find balance and joy in your life, read Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow by Bonnie McDade. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tune in next week, March 6th, as Elizabeth Joyce and I will be discussing the anger and frustration that is so prevalent in today's society. We'll explore why we get angry, the destructive force that it is, and ways to rid our lives of anger once and for all. In these changing times, things are difficult enough as it is, without adding the emotional, energetic illness that anger leaves with us. As we welcome the new fifth dimension energies, we're beginning to perceive a deep need for peace and harmony in our global community. So gather your loved ones around you and join us at 9 p.m. Eastern next week on Let's Find Out. It's sure to spark some great conversations around your home.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the 5th dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the 5th Dimension. go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Ever Bonnie both was one as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old.
That was Van Morrison from his album Moondance with Into the Mystic. And I'm Bonnie McDade. I'm here tonight with Charlie and Daniela, and we're talking about entities that have been coming through a friend of yours named Betty. And so far you've told us a little bit about Red, but are there other entities that speak to you?
She actually mentioned that through this particular portal that there are many entities that kind of come through, but Red is the main one that she speaks with. And he's the one that interacts with her the most. The other ones kind of just seem to, for lack of a better word, hang out there and not be as involved with her as he is. He kind of seems to have a really down-to-earth attitude and want to speak and answer questions.
Okay. What is it like when you're sitting there with her and these entities are in the room? What kind of thoughts go through your mind while you're watching this happen?
At first, I personally was very skeptical. I didn't believe that this is actually possible and it could be true. But then what used to happen was that I would just get a headache or get really tired or feel like the energy of the place would feel so completely off to me that I knew something was going on, because I just felt so out of it for a long time after
that.
Wow.
So
it took me a while to get used to the energy, and sometimes I would feel so hungry right after that, like someone just made me extremely hungry, and I felt like I needed to go eat something right away, and just I could eat anything, and a lot of it. So, and
that's very interesting. I never realized that there would be a physical reaction just from being in the presence of something like this. That's very interesting. What other things would, well, what sort of thoughts would go through your mind as you're watching this unfold?
It was just a lot of skepticism at first because I wasn't sure how to take this lady and what was happening with her and how she would communicate. But the more she would talk and we would kind of record these sessions, the more I started to believe her, and it was almost impossible for her to make this up. And we actually asked for proof and stuff like that, just something that we would only know that could kind of prove to us that this is, in fact, true, that
right.
She is seeing someone, since we weren't sure how to take her in the beginning. And then
right.
After a while, it definitely came to be something that, how can you not believe? So, I don't know.
Hold on. You're going to have to give us an example. Tell us what it was. What was the aha piece of information that made you say, wow, that's really real? Would you mind sharing that with us?
I won't go into it too much, but we actually asked them, they made a few personal predictions. And
okay.
A lot of it came true, which to me at the time was absolutely amazing that it would actually happen. So we were pretty shocked at how accurate they were with predictions. Although that is not Red's message, and he doesn't like to do that, he actually was very skeptical of doing it. He really, it took us a while to convince him because we wanted to be convinced. And
right.
He kind of viewed that as an issue that we had and not an issue that he had. It's almost like,
right.
Well, you don't have to believe me that I'm here and that Betty's having a conversation with me. It's nothing to me. But we kind of wanted it. And after a while, he kind of gave in, made a few predictions, and they came true. And so we believed.
Right. Well, that is how we operate. And that's why, of course, I'm asking you that question, too, because I'm sure that my listeners are going to, they would like to have a little bit of solid proof, too. If you could share maybe someone else's story, if yours is too personal, who is it that was in the room with you who got something personal? What was it? Put us in the room with you. Let us experience it as well.
Well, it was basically the both of us that were there. That and it wasn't Red that actually gave the prediction. It was a seer he brought along, apparently. And the seer was the one that was saying these things. And there were some major predictions that actually were not true. And then they explained what happened and why they didn't come about to us. But on a personal level, there were a handful, we'd say, that actually came true that were like mind blowing, and it was like this is ridiculous. I didn't not believe it. We were just kind of keeping an open mind. I've meditated for many years, and I've had many different experiences. I don't know if you want to call them spiritual experiences or whatever. So I'm open to all of it, and my personal philosophy is I don't necessarily believe anything. I just want to experience the moment, and that. I like what Red says, because Red actually says that he's, you know, it's you are the presence in the present moment, and you don't have to worry about believing a whole lot. So the experience of doing this and being with these beings, one of the things that I experienced, I want to go back, and I believe Daniela,
yes, please share.
Well, yeah, a lot of times after we had the session, we would listen back to the recordings, and it would just be listening to it for the first time, because it was almost like a blank, almost like, I guess, missing time, for lack of better words. I mean, we were there, we experienced it, but there was a very odd presence, and it was very much like, and I wish I could explain it better than missing time, but one time we were actually driving away from the session, and we were both saying, what happened? You know, and as we were driving, it was almost like kind of waking up back into our time, saying like, wow, it was really an odd experience.
Well, did you ask him about that? What is it that, how do they explain that to you?
He said it's because of him being so much of a higher vibrating being. He said he's the 15th dimension. And he said, you know, it goes up to God knows how much. Mm-hmm. But we're quite a bit lower than he is. And actually, we did adjust toward the end of the sessions. It's definitely not as bad. Like, if we went to do a session now, it'd be very much present for us. But there was definitely, there was a gradual, how I would say it. Like, we just more and more got used to his vibration.
No, that was a great explanation. I understand very well, and thank you very much for that. And you mentioned that you're a regular meditator, so I imagine then that you're used to experiencing that, what I like to call the wave of knowing, when something comes over you that you know didn't come from you, when you walk away from a session, a meditation session, and you have a new thought in your mind that you know came from somewhere outside of you. So I would imagine that if I were in the presence of someone like Betty and she was talking to Red, that I would liken it to something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And the funny thing is, when we're with Betty alone, it's definitely different. When the beings are there and she's actually communicating with them, I guess you can gain a sensitivity from meditating, and it's definitely a felt thing. Like, I would say, you know, I didn't see the beings, but I could say I felt them in a sense.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's fascinating. Okay, tell us one of the messages that he has for us, something from your book.
He actually talks a lot about attachment to a cellular memory and letting go of cellular memories. And mm-hmm. that's basically not attaching to, let's say you get a headache, and not attaching to that pain and thinking that just because you have a headache, it must mean that there's something wrong with you now, that it's a tumor, or not attaching to the past or thinking something's going to be happening in your future. So he likes to, what he talks about is letting go of a lot of cellular memory and attachment to it, because the way he describes it is by allowing yourself to glow, that's how you raise your vibration and you're able to move higher on a dimensional plane. So by not attaching to any type of disease, or if there's something that ails you or bothering you, that's actually very helpful. And you're allowing yourself to grow, and you're allowing yourself to be clearing that cellular memory.
Okay, so then basically what you're saying is that if you experience a headache, you want to think not this is a personal physical thing, but rather there's a lesson in here somewhere, and what is it that I'm supposed to be getting spiritually from this headache?
No, not really. He kind of says don't attach to it. Don't think anything about the headache. Just kind of accept the headache for what it is. It's some sort of energy that's in your body, and just allow it to pass through. Maybe sit and meditate, you know, or just be still and allow it to pass through, but don't attach to it. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I did like that he said is also, he talked, this is something similar to the cellular memory, he talks about our sun being a very nutritional source for us. And he talks about how if you, for instance, go to the beach, and if you're afraid that you're going to get sunburned, then put on some sunscreen, because it's better for you to either take medicine and or put some sunscreen on than to believe that, oh, I think I'm not going to get sunburned because my belief is that I'm above it and I've reached this higher vibration. But in fact, you haven't, because there's some underlying fear there, then it's not worth it. So he kind of understands that we're still working on a 3D level, and it's one of the hardest levels to pass through because it's one of the first times that our beings are going through this major transformation of moving to a different vibration.
Right, right. Well, basically, we operate in a very third or fourth dimension type of level on this planet. And with the Mayan calendar shift, with us coming into 2012, we're beginning to sense and move into the fifth dimension energies. And that's where we're starting to open up to the idea that, yes, we are all one, and that our physical things are nowhere near as real as our spiritual things and our even emotional things. And I love that Red is coming through with these messages at this time because, well, everything happens for a reason, right? And it seems to fit with the new, with our time, the way that things are coming on, coming into the picture at this moment. Does he have any remarks about that?
Yeah, he does mention that there is a shift happening. And he speaks about the oneness as well. And he said that we are a part of the one. The oneness just is. And we are all a part of that oneness. And that is why if we rest in the present moment, and we just relax into that and just experience the present moment, we don't have to really worry too much about the past or the future, and we won't have any belief systems, real hard belief systems, to really that will
hold us
construct
back.
An ego, I guess. Yeah, to hold us back or construct an ego. Or,
right.
He's real big. Yeah, he's real big on getting back from the past and the future and get your mind out of that and just be present. And going back to what Daniela was talking about the being out in the sun, he says the sun will not hurt us. It will give us everything we need. And basically our inside will give us everything we need. And that is available.
And it always has.
Yeah, exactly. It's always been that way. But realize, I guess, where you're at. So it is a good responsible of him to say, don't go jumping into it. But at the same time, realize that you have the potential for that.
Right. Oh, that's a wonderful message. I want to explore that a little bit more after this break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Use in a jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. That was Richard Shulman of A Higher Dimension, and the song, of course, is Welcome, one of my all-time faves. And if you like what you're hearing here tonight and would like to advertise on Let's Find Out, you can email the station at this address, contact@bbsradio.com, and you'll get more information about Let's Find Out and Bonnie McDade and Elizabeth Joyce. And right now, we're back with Charlie and Daniela, and we're talking about the oneness or the collective unconscious and just being in the moment, and how Red from another dimension feels about these subjects. Can you tell us a little bit more?
One of the things I wanted to mention, we were just talking about like the shift of consciousness. When we were asking questions from other people, we would use the word ascension because that's what was being used for us. And he said that the word ascension to him, what he was gathering from the questions was that there was this feeling that humanity had that there's going to be this shift overnight and the world's going to change. And he said to him that's not the case. Basically, ascension to him means peace. And as that peace, as you live more conscious, the peace within you that you are will grow. You are that already. We just don't realize it. The more we realize that, the more peaceful we become, then our world actually does change. So he said it's more on an individual basis, the shift that's happening. It's not necessarily, he was just saying there's a little bit of confusion there with the term ascension and what people believe it to be and what
right.
It actually is.
Right, I have to agree with that. I find that people are much easier, they find it much easier to become upset and to get excited about the change in, when it's really so much simpler to simply embrace the idea that we do have all of this inside of us. And if we were to simply stop thinking about the past and stop worrying about the future, and just be present in this moment and allow the spirit, the universe, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, whatever term you're comfortable with, to wash over you. Any time that you spend
exactly
in that.
Right.
Right, right. That's what's going to bring peace to you. And when you have that in you, you can't not share it. Right?
That's exactly what he talks about. And he discusses how, by being in that present moment and being aware by in the present moment, that you just react and you are in the flow at that point. And when you're in the flow, things just open up for you, and you are guided, you're led, and you just have that trust in yourself that you are exactly where you need to be. But we as human beings tend to distrust that, and we don't trust ourselves, and we don't trust others, and we're looking for some sort of either validation, or we're looking for the meaning of things, or the meaning of this or that, or something
that
is going to lead us somewhere. And that's, to him, he says that's really not the case, but to remain in the present moment and just react in that present moment and keep your awareness, that is having that peace, and that is, in a sense, an ascension every time it happens.
Sure. I think our biggest barrier right now these days, and this has been a recurring concept in my practice lately too, we're stuck in the idea that we're supposed to fit a mold. Ever since television and radio and newspapers and magazines began telling us 80, 100 years ago what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to feel like, and what we're supposed to do when we're sick, and what we're supposed to do when we're in a car accident. And we're almost, well, we are. We have trained, our society has trained itself to be reliant on things outside of ourselves. We're told that if we're sick, we need to go to a doctor. We're told that if we have a car accident, we need to go to a lawyer. That if we have any kind of concern, that it's not necessarily our fault, someone else did it to us. We're trained not to be responsible for ourselves, and insidiously, little bit by bit by bit. So now we're coming to a point, I believe, where we're almost hitting a wall, where Social Security is not going to exist anymore. We're going to have to be able to take care of ourselves. The health insurance industry is in such a turmoil right now that we're realizing we're going to have to take care of ourselves. So I think that this is so timely. Does that sound like the kind of message that we're talking about here?
Yes, absolutely. Everything, and that is, it seems like another message that's prevalent in Red's message, and many other, I mean, I think it's just a very known message right now also, is not really buying into fear. And when you do have fear, explore that fear and see exactly what it is, because a lot of times it's not what you think it is. And you mentioned earlier about lessons coming our way, and it's almost like, lessons, if you're fearing something, maybe a good idea would be to look at it as a lesson and see how you can possibly untie that fear, because you're right, the fear is kind of pulling us off track.
And a lot of it's conditioning. If we can get past the conditioning and realize that it is just a fear, and that it is just an emotion, and that we really do have all of the answers inside of ourselves, and we're going to be okay. Now, where can our listeners get your book, Conversations with a Light Being, A Guide to Being Peaceful on a Confused Planet?
You can go to our website. Our website is nellabooks.webs.com. It's NELABOOKS. .webs.com, and the book is available on Kindle and Nook. It's an e-book.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to take our final break, and we'll be right back with Charlie and Daniela. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tune in next week, March 6th, as Elizabeth Joyce and I will be discussing the anger and frustration that is so prevalent in today's society. We'll explore why we get angry, the destructive force that it is, and ways to rid our lives of anger once and for all. In these changing times, things are difficult enough as it is, without adding the emotional, energetic illness that anger leaves with us. As we welcome the new fifth dimension energies, we're beginning to perceive a deep need for peace and harmony in our global community. So gather your loved ones around you and join us at 9 p.m. Eastern next week on Let's Find Out. It's sure to spark some great conversations around your home. Spirit Flight,
Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow was born out of the idea that we're all made up of three things: our conscious thinking mind, our spirit, and our physical body. There are many books out there which address any one of these things separately, but many times they're too deep or difficult to read. Spirit Flight contains clear, helpful information for all the components of you, put together under one cover in an easy-to-read and understand format. Now, wouldn't we all like a manual for living a complete, balanced, and happy life? This book is full of exercises and resources that describe how to make simple adjustments in your life that help you take charge of your own well-being so that you can reclaim your joy and your health. In a special chapter called Practical Application, you can look up any health issue and you'll find herbs, vitamins, and dietary suggestions, along with emotional and energetic reasons for the illness, plus affirmations for changing the energy. That's pretty complete. So if you've been struggling with your health, your wellness, or you just want to find balance and joy in your life, read Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow by Bonnie McDade. You are listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Candle Bright by Stevie Nicks from her album Trouble in Shangri-La. I'm here tonight with Charlie and Daniela, and we're talking about communicating with entities from another dimension, and in particular Red, who has been feeding some wonderful information, which can all be found in a new book called Conversations with a Light Being, A Guide to Being Peaceful on a Confused Planet. Now, what would you say is his most important message to us?
I think that one of his most important messages is to recognize that when we are having an emotional breakdown or where there's a negative emotion that's coming our way, to recognize that it's just energy. That if you're feeling angry or someone is feeling anger towards you, to recognize that that is just energy that's coming through, and we don't have to attach to it. And you can not be angry back at the person and just be a role model. That's something that he mentions a lot, actually, that it's easier to show someone how to act than to tell them, oh, well, you know, you really should be more loving and compassionate, but you're not yourself. So it's becoming that role model and recognizing that emotions are just that, they're energy, and there's lots of different energies that come through, and we don't have to attach to them.
That's very wise. It sounds very much like some of our great spiritual leaders, Jesus Christ, Buddha, the Dalai Lama. So this is not a new
new concept for us, but I think that sometimes, well, I know that we definitely need to be banged over the head with concepts over and over again before we actually pay attention. And maybe just hearing from a different point of view is what it will take.
I think that we become so lost in the search of something, and we're always searching for the next best thing or the meaning of things, and we're always in search. I know for a lot of our friends and relatives are searching for their soulmates, and he does have a chapter about that, and he talks about it, and he says that stop that search. Yes, it's important to have a puzzle piece or soulmate a unit
partner,
to attach to,
yeah,
to move to a higher dimension. But that's not going to happen until you work on yourself first. And you have to be complete with yourself. You have to trust in yourself. You have to be one with yourself. And once that happens, it's easy to find that special someone. It's easy to be in the flow and receive what you're looking for from the universe, whatever that may be. And sometimes when you don't receive what you want, it's exactly what you need. So
yes.
Just by being aware of that and maybe not attaching to any of it and stopping the search and being in the present moment, that'll get you where you need to be.
That's wonderful. That's exactly right. And it's so easy to intellectually understand those concepts and believe those concepts. Then you walk out the door and you get in your car and you're caught in midday traffic and you get angry with the drivers in front of you. And so, you know, real life creeps in. So I think the trick really is to remember that we need to embrace this world, but try and reach for the next and feel, claim the peace that you want to have instead of engaging in the anger and the coarseness of the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no struggle, there's no conflict when you're resting in peace. And basically that's kind of what his message is. There's no reason for us not to be peaceful all the time. And it, like you were saying earlier, this is not a new message. And everything that, some of the things that Red said about the sun and whatnot, even that, you know, I've heard before. There may be a handful of things that he's said that may be a little bit different. But for the most part, I think it's all been heard before and it's all been told to us before. But I believe application is key. And then once, you know, the light inside goes on, then you don't even need to apply. You just kind of, you are that being, and
you
it's,
just shine.
it's almost like a caterpillar type thing where, you know, fake it until you make it, and I think we need to do that because it seems like our world externally is falling to pieces, but it's fine because that's what needs to happen, and maybe that will stir up people to become more peaceful within. And I think it is. I mean, I think there are a lot of people popping up. Even in the Middle East, you see a lot of the younger people who are stepping up and kind of leading some of these, I guess, so-called revolutions. When you hear them speak, a lot of them are doing it very peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only way to achieve real change. Force has really never gotten us anywhere but more force. Thank you very much,
exactly,
Charlie and Daniela, for being with us tonight. Tell us one more time where we can get the book.
It is on Nella Books, nellabooks.webs.com. It's nellabooks.webs.com. It's available on Kindle and Nook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's, and it is you can download the reading applications for free.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. Now we're going to close with the oneness meditation, so everybody stay tuned for that. And thanks again to my guests. And remember, have a wonderful, wonderful night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Have a great evening.
Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation.
Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Now move out into the grass. The flowers. Really feel the vibrations of the soil. Now move into the trees growing from that soil. Feel the birds in the branches of the trees. And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt. We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and bring yourself back into your waking consciousness. Thank you.